millions and millions of gallons of oil have spilled into the Gulf since April 20th, and it's now reaching the shores of Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Wildlife is coated in oil, and fishermen cannot fish. The Obama administration has launched a civil and criminal investigation into the disaster, while cleanup crews are out every day building barriers and picking up tar. Annie Correal is a reporter for El Diario La Prensa, the Spanish-language newspaper in New York, and she's tracking some of the cleanup workers. She joins us now from New Orleans. Welcome to Latino USA, Annie.
Thank you, Maria.
So when you first got there, what was the first thing you saw in terms of the people who are actually doing the cleanup work that surprised you?
You have different layers of cleanup workers. You have the people who are at the command centers, and they are unloading the barriers, which are called boom. And then you have fishermen turned cleanup workers who are helping take this boom out into, you know, around the marshes. And then you've got people who are living out on barges and spending 12 hours a day throwing these barriers out. So what surprised me was that a lot of the workers, at least on land, were Latino and Latinas. I met in Hopedale, and I should say most of the reporting I've done has been at the command center in Hopedale. These were women. These were Hispanic women, and they were spending 12 hours a day unloading the trucks. And there was a great spirit of get in there and get it done. And these were women between the ages of, I'd say, 25 and 65.
Now, we're hearing that there are a lot of these operation centers where papers are being checked. So what exactly is going on in terms of ICE and their presence there and raids?
Well, ICE has not necessarily raided these command centers that have been set up on the coast, but they did in the beginning, right when the command centers were set up. They went to the two largest command centers in Hopedale and in Venice to make sure that everything was in order and to send out a very clear message that hiring undocumented workers will not be tolerated. I spoke to the public affairs officer here at the Louisiana Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. I asked, what's the motive? Why? Is this because immigration has been just so over the top in the last years? And his response surprised me. He said that, you know, when the oil spill hit, there was such an anxiety among local fishermen, local white fishermen and other people living on the coasts, that they wouldn't get these jobs. And so he told me that they want to ensure that people who are legally here can compete for the jobs. So going out there to check the legal status of the workers was not just, you know, ICE's bread and butter. It's a reaction to, or a reflection of, the anxiety that people from Louisiana are feeling about this oil spill and their livelihood and their future.
What were you able to report? I mean, are you seeing workers without papers who are showing up? Are you showing places where, you know, those who don't have papers are basically being told, you know, show up at a different site? Or are those who don't have papers not even showing up to work?
Well, I'd say that those that don't have papers are not showing up to work. The message is very clear by the people recruiting workers that you have to have your paperwork in order to get a job. There are exceptions. I've met fishermen who are going out to throw boom, and some members of their crew are not documented. They are very afraid. There is palpable fear among those workers who are undocumented that they will be caught. So I think that that's a very different mood than you had. I wasn't here after Katrina, but I think that there was a sort of don't ask, don't tell policy then that you're not seeing now.
So what do you think is the biggest untold story that we don't know about the cleanup and the workers tied to the cleanup?
I think the biggest untold story is the Latinos who go from disaster to disaster, and when there's no disaster, spend their time cleaning up asbestos. These are people who, for 20 years, have been going from oil spill to, you know, cleaning up after hurricanes to 9/11, and then working surrounding the oil industry in different positions for years and years. And a lot of them know each other from past disasters and are meeting up again here in Louisiana. And I think that's a very interesting story. And a lot of these people have come to the States because of disasters in their own countries, whether it be war or natural disasters. And here they are cleaning up after our crises.
We look forward to hearing more from you, Annie. Thanks so much for your update.
Thank you.
Annie Correal is with El Diario La Prensa and comes to us from Feet in Two Worlds. It's a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School that brings immigrant journalists to public radio.